Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Good evening. Good evening, good afternoon, good morning to the entire world. My name is Maurice Thompson, and you are currently listening to the Music for the Mind of the Scientist show, brought to you right here on the Jewel Network, justifiably enchanted with enlightened living, being broadcast to you via blogtalkradio.com, where we take the time to blend in an eclectic blend of sounds as well as great music, blending in with great thoughts. This is where we take time to study the science of life and the science of living from the aspect of the acoustic sound right, understanding and recognizing the vibrational patterns that are sent and brought here to help elevate us into the next paradigm of consciousness. So, without further ado, you're listening to Music for the Mind of the Scientist. And welcome back to Music of the Mind of the Scientist show. My name is Maurice Thompson, and this is where we pick off where we left off last week, where we were speaking about the notion of the solfeggio harmonics, which is a series of incrementally increasing tones that help to serve as a resonating field to help elevate consciousness. The notion of solfeggio harmonics was actually discovered while searching through the Book of Numbers, and finding a series of sequential numerical patterns that led the researcher to research not only the Book of Numbers, but also the Gregorian chants that were utilized in the praise of the Saint John. So last week we were going scale by scale into these different tones and notes. And one of the really amazing and powerful things about the scale is how each one has its own inherent quality and tone that it provides and reverberates. For example, 174 hertz was the what was called the foundation, based on what we come to find out from David Hawkins's Power versus Force book, as well as a scale that was borrowed from Mr. Hawkins and Susan Joy Renison's Tuning the Diamonds. There is a inherent scale of consciousness that, regardless of informational patterns or what some would call intelligence on subjects, there can be an actual level of consciousness that is described and numerically denoted in a logarithmic pattern to any person, place, thing, event, circumstance, or event. And that is a really powerful notion. And these numbers that that correspond help to really shed a light on why these numbers fall where they fall and why they do what they do. The numbers almost exactly correlate to the scale that is found within the Power versus Force book. Now, you might ask what I mean by almost correspond, because there is a such thing as a resonating interference pattern, when you're talking about the notion of sound and the notion of vibration. So let's say you have a tub of water and you start to place your finger in the water and you notice the ripple effect from having one source of disruption. You see that these rings are fairly consistent and steadily increase and decrease depending on your repetition and your frequency of placing your finger inside the water. Now, when you have two sources of disruption, let's say you take your two index fingers and 18, 24 inches away from each other, you start to place both your fingers in at the same or at differing intervals of time in the water, what you come to find is that as those ripples make their way towards each other, there is a third pattern of ripple that is developed. You have the one from the left hand, you have the one from the right hand, and when those two rings begin to intersect, you see a different pattern. And that is what's called a resonance interference. And that interference pattern must be considered when considering two separate vibrational frequencies. And as human beings, we have our own scale and our own point that we exist in on this level of consciousness, very similar to the way that we have our own level of frequency that our brains resonate on. So there's one for the body, and then there's also one for the brain. And you come to find out, especially if you listen to Dr. Jill Cooperman's Balancing Program show, that the beautiful brains that we have are, in fact, tied into every aspect of our body. I mean, our skin is a portion of our nervous system that medical doctors and scientists understand but aren't often to share. It's a really amazing concept. So back to these solfeggio tones, these numbers tend to resonate at a slightly higher level than where the determining force or the desired outcome would fall on the scale of consciousness. There is one that is at the 528 hertz frequency. This is the solfeggio harmonic that people are most familiar with. And this is what's called transformation and miracles and quote-unquote DNA repair. The reason why this is called DNA repair is because there are actually medical doctors and scientists that have isolated DNA out of cells and reverberated this frequency in utero via a water-implemented acoustic system and was actually able to seed DNA in a development process. And not only is this a developmental process for healthy DNA, but this can be a repair process for damaged DNA. So this is a really amazing phenomenon in a science that hasn't gotten as much light as it should, or gotten as much sound as it deserves. So this number, 528 hertz, transformation miracles, DNA repair. According to Mr. Hawkins in his book, the level 500 is denoting a level of love. Not a love for in a relationship or kind of way, but it stands as an unconditional love, irregardless of circumstance or situation. What do we know about love? Well, love is the healing factor. In any situation or any consideration, any spiritual, philosophical, metaphysical note, type of frame of mind, love is what begets forgiveness, which is what begets the healing process, whether it's in between people, whether it's even the idea of TLC, tender loving care in the development of healing. So these numbers resonate higher because they have to take into consideration the fact that your body and your brain at that moment, because the body and the brain, they all fluctuate in the terms of the frequencies at the given time, depending on the activity or the frame of mind that one finds themselves in. But it has to take into consideration the fact that your body and your brain is it's resonating lower than that level, typically, because if it wasn't, then you would already be in a frame of mind of repair and healing. And then that's at the point where that harmonic begins to take less of an effect. Now, we had some callers that called in last week and actually mentioned that some of the lower frequencies that I started with, when I started at 174 and moved up to 258 and moved into 396 on into 417, some of those first lower ones, they said that they didn't like. And my response was good. That shows that you are working on a frequency that is higher than what those tones are meant for. For example, the 174 would fall into a point underneath the critical point of 200. Now, for those of you unfamiliar with Mr. Hawkins' Power versus Force, the Determinants of Human Behavior, as well as Mrs. Susan Joy Renison's Tuning the Diamonds, which is highly recommended for Dr. Jewel Hoogland's brain balancing program, is the fact that anything that falls into 200, technically speaking, is a debilitative force. Well, what I mean by that is that it creates a weakening effect within the muscles via kinesiology testing. And when this happens, it's a drag, for lack of a better term. It's something that pulls you down. These are the kind of concepts that fear and anger and apathy and poverty and shame all fall under. Anxiety. At 175 point on the scale of consciousness is the point of pride, which technically speaking is the best negative energy you can have. Because if you're in an apathetic mood, if you are in an angry mood, if you're in a fearful mood, a strong sense of pride can be what brings you out of those. But a strong sense of pride within itself can be considered a debilitating process, a concept. So that 174 is the foundation. So it kind of gets you to the point where you can almost get past all of that other stuff, but you should hopefully be on your way to moving into 258. 258, which is the beginning of a cognitive recognition, is right above the level of 200 on the consciousness scale, which is courage. So that critical point in the level on your path to consciousness is courage. You've got to have the courage to decide that there is something better for you in order to evolve and elevate and emancipate yourself and set yourself on the road to enlightenment. So if you're looking for that thing that you need to get going, it's called courage. Because some people know where the door lies and just won't take the step. Like you're leading a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. So say this all to say, wow, we are already 15 minutes into the show. We are almost at a quarter past the hour. And before I get into the sound, I want to make sure that you know, in case you're just not tuning in, that you are now listening to the Music for the Mind of the Scientist show right here on the Jewel Network, Justifiably Enchanted with Enlightened Living, being broadcast to you via blogtalkradio.com. My name is Maurice Thompson, and I'm going to take you into a recap of some of these sounds. I'm not going to go all the way from the bottom. We are actually going to start right at the middle, a little bit better than the middle, actually. We're going to start at that also popular 528 hertz frequency tone, which is, as I already mentioned, the one for DNA repair as well as transformation and miracle. Now, those of you that are sitting and you have an opportunity to relax, this is a great tone for meditation, for intrinsic thought. And if you happen to be in a moving kind of scenario, then you can always just kind of pay attention and take note to the way that your body feels when you hear this. I would love to get feedback from you about how you're feeling about it. You can always feel free to call in at area code 347-215-9531. Once again, that is 347-215-9531. Or you can just shout out in the chat room. So big shout out to all five of us that are getting it together. And I see that we're filing in nicely. Hey, how y'all doing? Well, without further ado, I'm going to get into the 532 tone on the Soul Beat Show right here on Music for the Mind of the Scientist on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you. Well, welcome back. I tell you, we are in an amazing time. The energies are so evident and prevalent, where it seems like even the quirkiest of situations only helps to make us stronger. For those of you who are just now tuning in, you are listening to the Music for the Mind of the Scientist Show, which is being brought to you on The Jewel Network, Justifiably Enchanted with Enlightened Living, via Blog Talk Radio. And what we're about to get into right now is the 639 frequency on the Solfeggio Harmonic Scale, which is Connecting Relationships, which happens to correspond with the 600th level of bliss on the chart of consciousness. And this is a very amazing point because you can begin to deduct that it is at this point where the concept of separation between lover and loved, or between observer and the observed, begin to cease. Even on a quantum aspect, we understand that it is the act of observation that causes waves to begin to condense and pack into particles. And it's at this point where we begin to lose track of who's observing what. And it's a really powerful combination. Like I said, it's a little bit over 600 because its intent is to bring the body into that aspect. So just kick back, relax. If sometimes the tones and the notes might, well, we'll see how it works. Just kick back and relax. If you feel the lift and the elevation, run with it. If not, just listen and see how interesting it sounds. All right? So check this out. Pick 39 tricks. that is the 639 hertz frequency of the Sobeso harmonic, which is integrating structures as well as connecting relationships. On into the next tone, which is 741 hertz, which delves into consciousness expansion. Now, with this consciousness expansion, this counts as the fifth out of the six notes of the Solfeggio harmonic dedicated to St. John. As Dr. Joseph Gallo describes in his book, Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, which was written by Dr. Leonard Horowitz. So Dr. Leonard Horowitz wrote Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, and in there he refers to Dr. Joseph Gallo and his breaking down of these scales. So the 741 deals with consciousness expansion. Now, by time on the scale of consciousness, according to David Hawkins and Susan Joy Redison, by the time you get to 700 on to 1,000 is what is considered enlightenment. When all questions and answers begin to become understood to emanate from the same source, and it's these individuals that make it to a consistent frequency in this pattern that influence humanity for hundreds and perhaps even thousands of years. Now, I would imagine that consciousness expansion is a great place to start with something like that. So let's get up into it and check it out, all right? Thank you. at, my friends, is 741 hertz consciousness expansion. This is the fifth note on the Solfeggio harmonic scale of the Gregorian chant to dedicate to St. John, as well as the entry point on into the level of bliss, on into the level of enlightenment. So with that, we're going to go into what is considered the sixth note of scale, which is the La of the scale. So we've already had Ut, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, and La. And La at 852 hertz is the return to spiritual order. Amazingly enough, like you said, that there is the notion of the resonance interference. So 741 might bring you right up to 700, and 852 is when you actually take the step within that 700 to 1,000 range and begin to exist and dwell in the enlightened state. So let's give it a listen and see what we think. Right here, by the way, on Music for the Mind of the Scientist, I'm your host, Maurice Thompson, and this is being broadcast on the Jewel Network, justifiably enchanted with enlightened living via blogtalkradio.com. And with that being said, on into Solfeggio 852. Well, I suppose that was a truncated 852 frequency. I will do my best to make sure that we have a full-fledged, up-to-par extended version that will be shared with us on upcoming episodes of Music for the Mind of the Scientist. But there is still one more tone to check out on this note, and that is one that actually transcends the original concept of the sixth note scale, and this one is at 963 hertz, and if I had to conjecture, I would imagine that this would be at the point where we reconvene at the top, the same way when on the classic Solfège scale of Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Ti. And then that eighth note is a return back to Do on a higher octave. And what I mean by on the higher octave is the fact that these numbers of 396, 417, 528, 630, 639, 741, and 852, especially when you combine the 963 3 at the top, and then the two lower frequencies of 285 and 174 at the bottom, they all fall into this Pythagorean pattern of numerology where you take the 174 and the 74 and the 1, and then you put a 1 in between them. And that is the shared concept. They share those numbers. The same way, take the 285 and the 852, and you have a 2 in the middle of those, and you start to see the pattern of the numbers. 396, and then on to the 639, and you take those numbers and you fit those in, and it works out. The 417 and the 741, you know, it's this pattern and this process that that you see develop and grow, and that is most likely why it originated with the 6, because it was able to fall within this prototype. But there are higher and there are lower. So with this being a little bit past the quarter towards the hour, I will make sure that I tell you that you're listening to Music for the Mind of the Scientist right here on the Jewel Network, broadcast via Blog Talk Radio. And we are going to get into our final solfeggio harmonic tone, which is 963, which is the one of Pneumonious Accord. Now, Pneumonious Accord, that is going to be the highest of the notes, and it falls still into that whole concept. And the word pneumonious is an English adjective which describes the power or the presence of deity. So when you have the accord of divinity, then that is when you start to actually step into the gauge of the God self, and you start to be able to control scenarios with that God mind. So this is a really powerful concept. So let's check this out and give it a listen, all right?
And that
episode 963. Pneumonious accord, the highest on the scale of solfeggio harmonics, derived and originated from the research of Dr. Joseph Boileau in the Book of Numbers on into the Gregorian utilization of it and the Utquint Laxus chant for St. John the Baptist. Now, this is, as you heard, the tones, the underlying tones, some of them had a little bit of musical accompaniment to them to attempt to make them a little bit more pleasant. However, you did hear the underlying tone of each one very distinctly, and you heard how they kept it increasing, and they elevated themselves as well as the listener on a vibratory level higher and higher. So there's plenty of information about this, and I'm sure this will be a subject and a topic that we're going to touch back on. I'm just very pleased to have been able to introduce tones to those that haven't heard about it and hopefully share some information to those that have heard a bit about maybe one or two of them and just get us into a whole other kind of mind frame on that. All right? So with us almost being at the top of the hour, let me remind you of our station identification. You are listening to the Jewel Network. The Jewel Network, justifiably enchanted with enlightened living, teaches about the science of life and the science of living. And you are listening to Maurice Thompson on Music for the Mind of the Scientist show. So with that, we're going to get into a little bit of a music break. And then we're going to have a very interesting article to share with you about jazz and the brain. So let's just kick back for a second. right. Now we are back on the other side of our musical break. I guess you can kind of say we're still in it. You know, we're going to dig and rock with it. But I just wanted to make sure that I shared some really amazing information with you all. For those musicians that are listening, checking us out today on the Dual Network, on the Music for the Modern Society show, this segment right here is about the brain on jazz. There was a medical research that was done at Johns Hopkins University that allowed government scientists to find out that when jazz musicians improvise their music, the brain actually turns off areas linked to self-centering and inhibition and turn on those that let self-expression flow. Joint research using functional magnetic resonance imaging, or fMRI, and musicians from the Johns Hopkins University Peabody Institute all shed light on the creative improvisation that artists and non-artists use in everyday life. They conclude that it appears that jazz musicians create their unique improvised riffs by turning off inhibition and literally turning up creativity. Now, you might say, how do you turn off inhibition and turn up creativity? Well, it all depends on the part of the brain that you're using. There is an aspect of when jazz musicians improvise, they often play with their eyes closed in a distinctive personal style that transcends traditional rules of melody and rhythm, says Dr. Charles J. Lynn, one of the assistant professors in the Ornithology Department, which is the head and neck surgery range of medicine. And that's very phenomenal when you talk about improvisation as opposed to learned musicians that have to study from a bar staff format and actually memorize notes and be able to see what it is that they're playing at the time. So what they did, they recruited six jazz pianists, three from the Peabody Institute, as well as other volunteers that wanted to get involved through the local jazz community. And they hooked these guys up to, these people, male and female, up to an fMRI machine, functional magnetic resonance imaging machine, which is a brain scanner which illuminates different areas of the brain responding to various stimuli. So this thing uses powerful magnets, and via the magnets, they could determine the brain, the portions of the brain that were being utilized during the different playings of the music. So they did four different exercises. So they did one where they just had the pianist all play the C major scale, which is a well-memorized order of notes that every beginner learns. So it's a very full-fledged note system, very similar to the concept of the solfeggio harmonics. It really bases itself on that aspect of the do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, si, do. And by the time you get to do, you move on into an upper C scale. In the second exercise, the pianist was asked to improvise in time with the metronome. So they were asked to use quarter notes on the C major scale, but to play any of these notes that they wanted to. So this allowed them to get a little bit more flexibility and creativity into the way that they develop. So from that point, they analyzed brain scans, and they figured out that the brain areas activated during memorized playing are the parts that tend to be active during any kind of piano playing. And they subtract those from the ones taken from improvisation. So this gave them the standard. This gave them the base from which all variants will be determined and originate from. Okay? So they specifically found that the region of the brain known as the dorsolateral prefrontal cortex, a broad portion in the front of the brain that extends to the side. So it's kind of the cortex, you can imagine it's you're not dealing like directly with the front, but it's a slight bit back and goes all the way from the left side of the brain to the right side of the brain. And it shows a slowdown in activity during the improvisation. And this has been the area of the brain that is linked to planned actions and self-centering, such as carefully deciding what words you might say at a job interview. So the actual part of the brain that determines your pre-planned activity slows down in the improvisational period. It's really amazing when you actually study the aspects, which aspects are actually being active. And the researchers also call an increased activity in the medial prefrontal cortex, which sits in the center of the brain's frontal lobe. So he's talking about the part directly in the front. And this area has been linked with self-expression and activities that convey individuality, such as telling a story about yourself. So this is the part where, as a lot of our hip-hop, heads would say, freestyle. there are two different, completely different parts of the brain that you're making a reference to. This medial prefrontal cortex is the part of the brain where self-expression and activities that convey individuality come from. This is where the autobiographical development comes in, where you begin to share your story the way that you feel to share the story, as opposed to the way that the story is told to you. The two different aspects of the brain are both very important when it comes to the notion of musical creativity and how one creates the music that they make. So this kind of stuff is really important for musicians to understand, because I made the reference to the freestyle hip-hop artist, because it's the kind of music that you have a lot of people that write, and then you have a lot of people that do what they call go off the top. It's that kind of, it's an impromptu aspect. So it's very important to understand that you deal with two different parts of the brain when doing that. So you see artists that are amazing improvisational artists in any walk of life, not just with music. I was very interested and amazed in a comedy show that I went to not too long ago, where many of the comedians, they had a dichotomy between them. They were either on the fly, in the moment, mid-conversation, funny, and then you had others that were pre-sketched out, written jokes type of funny. I mean, when you look at it, it's really two different aspects of the same frontal cortex activity which comes up with what to say. One is just memorized, and the other one is off the cuff. So that right there is a really amazing thing to take a look at, and the doctors in question, they plan to use similar techniques to see if the improvisational brain activity they identify matches that in other artists, such as poets and visual artists, and I'm very sure that they will. And one thing to keep in mind is that with a balanced brain, let me make sure I say this loud and clear, because with a balanced brain, such as Dr. Jude Pukram's brain balancing program provides, you will have the capability to move back and forth in these areas even easier than ever before. So the parts that you memorize come up sharper. The parts that you improvise come up quicker. It's not a, this brain balancing program isn't an intelligence only type of improvement, even though it does help that too. What it literally does is it helps to bring the two different hemispheres of the brain into a working, cohesive, functioning order so that one can, with the simple impression of intention, move throughout that brain and know that they are using each aspect of it to its highest capabilities. That is an amazing thing. So, if you want to check out some more about Dr. Jude's brain balancing program, by all means, please email balancing@thejewelnetwork.com. All right? Word? We with that? We good with that? Sounds good to me. So, with that being said, and with the nature of the jazz and the brain conversation that we just had, I want to get into one of the most, one of the phenomenal jazz greats of our time, one that really, when you listen to his music, you can really feel where the improvisational wings begin to take off from the midst of a so well-structured orchestration of the music. And that man I'm talking about is none other than the one and only Hank Mobley. So this song right here is Up a Step from the classic No Room for Squares album. All right, so check this out right here on Music for the Mind of the Scientist on the Jewel Network. where I feel like calling everybody a hip cat in the house. That is Hank Mobley, Upper Step, classic jazz right here on Music for the Mind of the Scientist. And what we're doing right now, we're getting ready to wind down a little bit. We're down to our last 9 minutes of the show, and I want to make sure that I take the time to thank everyone that listened to the Solfeggio Harmonic Frequency Show, part of the show, as well as the entire show. I'm really personally excited about the ground that we're going to be able to cover here on Music for the Mind of the Scientist. So make sure you check me out every Thursday night at 7 o'clock for the Music of the Mind of the Scientist show, where we dig into all of our different amazing subjects. And we also have what I like to call a primer show. So it's an instrumental show that we do every Wednesday at 5 p.m. On your way home, you can check it out and have some good groove too. Or as soon as you get in the house, you can always cut it on while you're getting yourself together. So make sure you check both of those out. So that's Wednesday nights at 5 p.m. as well as Thursday nights at 7 p.m. And listen to everything that we have to offer here on the Jewel Network. Monday nights we have the balancing program show with Dr. Jewel Pookrum and Ms. Deborah Hassan at 5 o'clock every Monday. And then at 7 p.m., we have the Dr. Jewel Show. This Monday's Dr. Jewel Show is going to be amazing. We're going to be celebrating the life and the contribution of one Miss Henrietta Lacks, who passed away 59 years ago this Monday. And the cells that were taken from her in the midst of her bout with cancer have not only proven to cure innumerable diseases, but to shed light on the immortal aspects of our essence. So you definitely don't want to miss this show. This is going to be a great show with our special guest, Ms. Joyce Foster, this Monday at 7 p.m. on the Dr. Jewel Show. Every Tuesday at 5 o'clock p.m., you have Randy Cosmic Hand Bruner, which is bringing you the It's About Time show. And It's About Time is about the concept of natural time as opposed to artificial time, and especially how it pertains to the Mayan calendar and its in our steps to understand and delve into that subject. So it's an awesome show. Make sure you check that out. And then right after the Music for the Mind of the Scientist show on Wednesdays at 5, you can check out Dr. Jewel Pookrum and Dr. T. Owens Moore on the Melanology show, Wednesday night at 7, where we study and examine the also wonderful element and world of the melanin biopolymer. And all of our shows here on the Jewel Network are brought to you with the sincere intent of imparting upon you the knowledge of the science of life and the science of living, because that is what this world needs right now. We definitely all need to get it together and wake up. So with that being said, I want to give a special shout-out to my homeboy Matt, as well as everybody that made their way up to the book fair for the past couple of days. Been soaking up all types of great information, got a lot of good stuff, so hopefully you'll be hearing me share a lot more of that with you up in the upcoming future. My name is Maurice Thompson. You're listening to Music for the Mind of the Scientist, and I think that it is about my time, which might be music to my ears. On behalf of everybody here at the Jewel Network, I want to wish you all a safe and beautiful night, and we will see you Monday afternoon. Peace.
Back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. there's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe they'll never listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. They don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out. They do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me. Yeah.